Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, it is Father's Day weekend. Tom, happy Father's Day. What do you guys got planned? Anything good?
It'll all be a big surprise, and Sunday is also the first day of summer, so it's a nice merge of fun things, Sunday, Father's Day.
There you go. My dad's actually on his way down here, and so he will be with us for the whole weekend, at least for Saturday and Sunday, so I can't wait to get out of here and go home. But you know what? I just want to wish all the fathers and all the husbands and all the grandfathers happy Father's Day, and again, just, you know what? We have so much to be grateful for. So again, I want to start my show. And of course, it is all about the brighter side of life. And so I thought this was a perfect affirmation to say in the morning, I am in charge of how I feel today, and I am choosing happiness. With that, I want to give out our phone number. That phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And of course, I do want to remind you that you can stream us right here on kvta.com. And of course, if you're listening to one of my podcasts, thank you so much. Please leave us a little note on there. But you could subscribe and take us everywhere. We are on Apple, iHeart, anywhere the podcasts are. And of course, that is the Kim Pagano Show. So again, and check out our website, kimpaganoshow.com. Again, I have a great show for you today, and you never know what we're going to be talking about, but my first guest is Aviva Rom. She is an MD. She has her newest book, which I'm looking at right now. It's beautiful, and it's all about women's hormones, women's cycles, women's health, and is Hormone Intelligence, the complete guide to calming hormone chaos and restoring your body's natural blueprint for well-being. Let's welcome her on right now. Aviva, are you there?
I am here, Kim. Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Well, like you, I'm a mom of four.
Oh,
and
me too.
I'm a grandmom of two. Yeah.
Oh.
And one really fun fact is I'm a midwife and an MD, and I got to midwife my two grandchildren at home. That's like,
you just
people are like,
you
know, oh, you've done this, oh. You've accomplished that. I'm like, but this is the cool thing. And so I'm a family physician with a specialty in women's and children's health. I love to write, and so I write books, and I teach women who want to learn to take their health back, and I teach practitioners who want to support women who want to learn to take their health back. And I have this new book, which just does all that, I hope, and a little bit more, too. So excited to be here to talk with you about it. Oh, and I'm an avid gardener. I'm actually looking at a bouquet right now that came out of my garden just this morning.
Oh, I love roses. Okay, we got to talk. I'm looking at my roses, too, and I love that. So good. Question, how many books do you have since you say you love to write?
I have eight
wow.
books. I wrote my first book when I think it came out when I was 26 or 28. And they're my first bunch of books are like kind of these cult classics, if you will. You know, I was writing about home birth and natural medicine way before it was cool. And
uh-huh.
so I wrote the Natural Pregnancy book and Naturally Healthy Babies and Children and Natural Health After Birth. We've got a little theme here. I wrote a textbook. I actually, when people ask about herbal medicine, I'm like, I actually wrote the textbook on herbal medicine because I actually did write the textbook. And
really?
Then I did a book, Adrenal Thyroid Revolution, and now this new one, which I'm really feel like this in some ways is the grandmother of all my books, maybe because I am one now, but... I feel that it's kind of a culmination of a lot of different pathways of mine that have come together in this one book.
Okay, so I'm going to jump in first of all. Where are you located?
I grew up in New York. I live in Western Massachusetts in the Berkshires, which is this beautiful bucolic area of as far west in Massachusetts as you can get before you hit New York State.
Okay. So when our listeners are listening to you, obviously because the world has gotten so much smaller, because we can Zoom with people, we can, do you see patients from all over the world?
I do. Okay. And just to give out props, my daughter lives in L.A. and she went to school out there.
So you're out here if we want to visit, right? Okay, I love it.
Yes, I love visiting. Oh, my gosh, I love Santa Monica and Venice. Love coming out there. Of course, the pandemic put a little kibosh
okay.
on that. But.
So let me, jump in with some really questions. I always kind of think, what would my listeners want to know? And, of course, what would we want to know? We're moving into summer. As Tom said, it's like the first day of summer. And, you know, trying to get your body back. What is that all about? Is that a hormone thing? What is that?
The time to get your body back?
Well, just the extra weight, you know, you don't move as much. Maybe you don't, your body doesn't digest as fast. I don't know. Your body changes.
Oh,
correct?
Like at a certain age?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it is actually metabolic, and so it's really frustrating and challenging, and I totally get that. You know, you spend your whole life at a certain weight, or you spend your life trying to get a certain weight off, and now you've suddenly hit menopause or perimenopause, and you've got 7 more pounds that are tacked on. And it's frustrating, and I don't want to say it has to happen, but it's sort of likely to happen, and the reason is that most of our life, since we hit puberty all the way to menopause, we're producing one kind of estrogen called estradiol. It's very potent, and it helps us burn a lot of energy. Then along comes menopause, and our body doesn't want us to produce as much estradiol because it also causes cells to grow, and we don't want to have cancer and other problems, and we don't need those cells to be stimulated anymore, like in our breasts and our uterus, because we're done having our children. So the body switches to another form of estrogen called estrone. And estrone is just not as metabolically powerful. It doesn't drive that calorie burn the same way that estradiol does. And also what happens is that when our ovaries are like, I'm done, guys. I've been, you know, we've done our work. We're not going to produce estrogen anymore. Your body has to come up with another way to produce estrogen. And guess what it does? Well, fat cells produce estrogen. So your body says, I'm just going to make her a little bit thicker all over, and I'm going to just put a little more weight around her belly, too, so she can produce that estrogen. You're like, damn. So the things we want to think about are, one, how can we shift our diets? And I think a lot of us hit perimenopause, menopause, and we notice that we don't need to eat quite the way we did when we were breastfeeding or raising our children. So thinking about, keep the carbs in, but make sure they're just healthy carbs, like brown rice and millet, and you know, the good stuff, sourdough bread. But keep them to a lesser part of your diet and emphasize a little bit more of the protein, especially the fish, the eggs, the poultry, and good quality fats like olive oil, avocado, etc., and lots of fruits and vegetables, but especially vegetables and leafy green vegetables. Add a couple of tablespoons of flax seeds. You can grind them or not, to your diet every day, because those help your body maintain those healthy hormones. And a couple more things. Think about the kind of exercise you're doing. First of all, if you're not exercising, it's not just about your weight. It's about your bone health, your mood, your sleep, and your brain health. You know, we want to move every day. I'll tell you what I did for myself. I grew up in New York City, and I was just, you know, street games were a thing. So I always had a hula hoop. So I turned 55 this year. I'm solidly in menopause. And last year I bought myself a weighted hula hoop. Can I tell you, it is the most fun thing I have bought myself.
Really?
Ever.
Oh, I love that
2
idea.
2-pound weighted
okay.
hula hoop. Yeah, I got it on Amazon. I put on disco because I'm just old enough to still love disco. And I just disco out. And the time passes and I laugh the whole time. It's so much fun. And you get good at it pretty quickly. 2-pound weighted hula hoop, or even a not weighted hula hoop, is considered 30 minutes of that, and I'm telling you, the time goes fast, as good as taking a salsa class for your calorie burn and your exercise.
Yeah, and does that help you burn your stomach, your midriff, you know?
Yes, it helps because it tones up those core muscles, which is also really important because as we get older, like much older, you know, like 70s, 80s, one of our biggest risks is falling and breaking a hip. And
exactly. You know, I was out for
right?
a girl,
but you have that
dinner.
Good core. Yes,
yeah.
You have that good core strength, mm-hmm. and you're less likely to fall. So
I
it's
love
fun. It.
It
gives you a good belly. It's an easy way to, you know, burn calories, and you're building core strength. So those are just a few of the things to think about with that. And we got to love our bodies. I mean, I know it's hard. I struggle with it, too. Believe me, I'm not immune. I'm not just because I write books about it, I'm not immune to the thought process. But, you
yeah.
know, we do have to own it. It's happening biologically. And we, if you fight it, you're just going to make yourself miserable. So, you know, it doesn't mean you're going to gain 20 pounds. But, you know, expect about a 5-pound shift in menopause and find a way to learn to love it.
Right, right. Yeah, no, one of my girlfriends is a trainer, and she was like, can you, you know, if God forbid you lost one leg, you know, her husband had to have surgery, and she's like, can you get up out of the chair? What if you had to go to the bathroom? You have to get up off the toilet with one foot. Do you have that much strength? And as we get older, so I was like, oh my gosh, you know, so I started thinking about that. But one of the things that I know I shared this on my last show with everyone, but I have been walking every morning 45 minutes. I get up, I have my coffee with my husband, we share it. I'm trying not even to drink my own coffee, just something little less every day. And then I put my workout clothes on, put a hat on, and we go. And it is the best feeling. And then I jump in the shower and start my day. It's like,
you know what, don't you feel
body.
Like you've accomplished something already?
Oh my gosh, yes. I can't tell you. So I really just want to challenge all my listeners, go do that. Even if you start off 15 minutes and then keep getting more. But for me,
yes.
45
and you know, something
minutes.
That I've discovered too is that if I have like a really busy morning and for some reason I can't get some movement in the morning, and then
yes.
I'm like, ugh, I didn't exercise today. And then I remember, you know what, it's 5 o'clock, it's 5:30, I can still do it. It's not like the day is lost and now you can't do it. So if you want to get home from your job and throw your sneakers, I always tell my women patients, don't go in the house and kick your shoes off. Have a pair of sneakers right at the door, put them right on before you go in the house and you're like caught up in the kids' homework or dinner making or the things that you didn't finish at work. Go for that evening walk, because the morning walk, it sets you up for feeling like you've really already accomplished something. And then that evening walk sets you up for much better sleep and healthier dinner. You know, you're going to eat a more appropriate amount and you'll sleep better.
Yeah, no, it's really good. What are we going to find your book? I want you coming back because we barely
oh,
even
thank
have touched
you. I would
anything,
love to.
So, yeah, I
you
love
can
it.
Find my book anywhere you love buying books. And I say
okay.
support local bookstores if you can, but if it's more convenient and you want to buy it online, all the big online places have it too.
There you go. Let me ask you, give us one tip that we can share in. Now, do you have recipes or any of that stuff? I know that you're
yes.
so into
are you
your
kidding?
Nap.
You know what it's like
okay.
when it's like if somebody tells you you need to eat better and then you're standing in front of the fridge going, what's for dinner? That's the worst.
Yeah.
So it's 5 weeks. There are 5 weeks of done-for-you meal plans and all the recipes that correspond with it.
Okay. Gosh, Aviva, definitely. Can you reach out to me? Because I really would love to have you back again. And again,
yes.
can you give out your website so our listeners can find out more about you?
Absolutely. AvivaRom.com. It's AvivaRom.com. And you can find me at dr.avivarom on Instagram or AvivaRomMD on Facebook. And I'd love to meet you and hang out with you. So come hang out with me on my social.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And please share our show with everyone. Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And download our podcast. All right. That was really fun and some really great ideas. Again, we were talking with Aviva Rom. And, of course, it is hormone intelligence. And it's a complete guide to calming our hormones, our chaos, and restoring our body's natural blueprint for well-being. You know, we have to really study our bodies. You know, they don't just run by themselves. And I always say this, we take care of all the things in our world, and sometimes we leave our best attribute, which is our body and ourselves and our mind. And so that's something that we definitely need to, you know, concentrate on. So I would definitely recommend her book. Well, we are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Stuart Sobel, and we're going to find out a little bit about him. And, of course, he's the author of Queen Bee and the Killing of Bugsby Siegel. Stuart is a longtime journalist and ghostwriter of multiple marital martial art books. So we're going to find out a little bit about what he's got going on. So again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com. Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise, helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine unlocks your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's C-H-I-R-O-N EnergyMedicine.com.
The Cancer Support Community helps you and your loved ones through your cancer journey with professionally led support groups, educational workshops, individual counseling, and mind and body classes. Support is provided at no cost to participants. Contact cancersupportvvsb.org. That's cancersupportvvsb.org or call 805-379-4777.
Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings so you can play a bigger game in business and life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduces you to the parts of yourself that you haven't yet met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule a complimentary discovery session today at barbaradoust.thinkingintoresults.com. That's Barbara Doust. Doust spelled D-A-O-U-S-T dot thinkingintoresults.com. Once again, that's Barbara Doust dot thinkingintoresults.com.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I'm so excited to have my next Stuart. Stuart, are you there?
I certainly am, Kim. I'm looking forward to speaking with you.
Me too. So tell us a little bit about who you are and, of course, what you've been working on for, the past 30 years, right?
Well, yes, it's a long time. And if I was writing longhand, it would take 30 years to write this out. It was all a question of research and interviews. And I was fortunate enough to grow up in Beverly Hills in the 50s, 1952. I came to Beverly Hills with my folks from Florida. And we look upon it now as happy days, if we only knew it then. But it was great. And I went to school, grammar school, at Hawthorne School in Beverly Hills with a classmate named Robbie Sedway. And in those days, just coming from Florida, everybody was just kids. But going into Beverly Hills, everybody's family was somebody important. Mine just came from Florida. There were different celebrities. Now, mind you, back then, nobody knew who gangsters were. Bugsy Siegel was not on anybody's radar as far as grammar school kids are concerned, or even high school. Everybody's family was famous or infamous for one thing or another. And all I knew was that Robbie's father had owned the Flamingo at one time, but he passed away in 1952 in January, just a few months before I moved to Beverly Hills. So I knew everybody in the Sedway family. I knew his mother, his brother, his mother's bodyguard. I knew their dogs. I knew everybody, you know, a cousin. So I was in and out of the house like he was in and out of my house. In those days, kids are always in and out of everyone's house. So I grew up knowing the family quite well. And I found out that I do have a photographic memory. I never realized it until I began writing this book. And in 1992, Robbie came to me and asked if he would, and he knew I was writing at the time. He asked if I would like to find out about a real old Las Vegas story, and that was the killing of Bugsy Siegel.
That's crazy.
It is. It is. When you think about it, I'm astounded myself.
Yeah. So when you found this out, I mean, obviously this is the oldest, what do they call it, cold murder case in the U.S.? How
That's
old is
right.
it, actually?
Well, actually, let me put it in perspective. The oldest one on record now is the murder of Irene Garza, which took place in 1963 and was released. They just closed the case on it just this year. And so that was 57 years ago. Now, with Bugsy Siegel, and mind you, the entire time I spoke with his mom and with Robbie, they never called him Bugsy. They always said Ben, as Robbie used to call him, Uncle Ben or Uncle Benny. But with Siegel, the killing happened in 1947, and if the case is closed this year, that would make 74 years. So from the oldest of 57 years, this would be 74 years. There's nothing that can top that. And not that we were going for a record, but it's just the fact. That's all.
Yeah, that's unbelievably. So when you found this out, I mean, you know, obviously this is what you do, but then to have this kind of a story come out, what was your thought?
Well, when I found out, it wasn't so much of a shock that Siegel was killed because everybody knew he was killed. When Robbie actually told me the story, which his mother had told him when he was 15, and when he asked who killed Uncle Benny, and she told him, and I'll tell you, it was the bodyguard. It was Moe and B. Sedway's bodyguard, which also happened to be B. Sedway's boyfriend, lover. And it is quite a tangled tale in this, and there's so many moving parts that unless you really have a good control on every aspect of it, the whole story doesn't gel. But I understand it completely, not only from what Dee Sedgwick told me, but from the research I did. And I did an enormous amount of research, and thank God for the internet, because anytime a thought came to my mind, boom, it was there, the answer. So it made it easy, but it is a massive undertaking. So I started in 1992, and Robbie and I decided, well, the easiest thing to do is I'd write a magazine article, because I was very versed in magazine work, being a journalist for so many years. I would write a magazine article, and some producer would pick it up. I mean, that's how Boardwalk Empire got started.
Right,
so
right.
So that's what we thought we'd do. And then sadly, and not unexpectedly, because he was sick for a long time, Robbie passed away in 2014, but not after giving an interview with Los Angeles Magazine. Terrific writer. Amy Wallace is a terrific writer, but you're only good as the material you have. And the material was kind of hard to follow, and the punchline, the very end of it, was not what you'd expect. It wasn't who killed Bugsy Siegel. It was who was Robbie's father. Was it the bodyguard or was it Mo Sedgwick? And that was way off track, nothing to do with anything. And I know that Mo Sedgwick was his father. And fortunately, he passed away 2 days before the magazine was released, because he would have been mortified if he had,
right,
if that was the question.
Wow. So you actually believe that the Beverly Hills Police Department should just close Bugsy Siegel's murder case, right?
They didn't blow it.
Is after 74 years, correct?
They did not blow it. They did everything they were supposed to do. The FBI was involved. They did everything they could possibly do. They did not blow it at all. But you have to understand that it, just by definition, you cannot solve an unsolvable case. And this is an unsolvable case. I didn't solve who killed Bugsy Siegel. I had to be taken by the hand and led to the truth. I couldn't have solved it. I had to be told what happened.
I gotcha. Okay. Interesting, interesting. So again, really quick, tell us about your relationship with the Sedgwick family.
Oh, they were great people. Moose was Dee's bodyguard. That's the way we always were introduced to him. And in those days, male and females, if they were unmarried, did not cohabitate. It just was not done. That would have been shocking. But Moose was introduced as the bodyguard, and the scuttlebutt was that he would take a bullet for her. He would guard her with his life for the rest of her life. And Robbie showed me an annex to their master bedroom that was for Moose. And in it, there was a bar, there was a closet, there was a bathroom. It was like a separate room attached to the master bedroom suite with its own entrance and exit. So he said, in case there was trouble for B, Moose was there. It never dawned on us that they were cohabitating. It never occurred to anybody. This is what we were told. This is what we believed. And it never came up in conversation. But Moose always carried a gun under his windbreaker. He always was packing. And nobody thought anything of it because he was always packing. So if you see something all the time, it's never a shock. He would go to the Little League games. Sometimes he'd be the umpire. He was always carrying a gun every place he went. And so we never thought anything about it as kids. And even as adults, nobody said anything about it.
Right, right. And Stuart, what is your background?
Oh, interesting question. I because I have a varied background. I am the proud owner of Thrifty Storage in Echo Park. I've been here for 45 years. I love it here. But I've also done a tremendous amount of journalism work in the martial arts genre. I've written for
make sure I heard you. Did you say Thrifty Stores?
Thrifty Storage Company. It's a mini storage company.
Storage company.
And Echo Park, they La Bodega. It's a storage company.
Perfect. You know, perfect. Wow.
Yeah, we do Thrifty Storage U-Haul here. But aside from that, what brings me into this field is that I used to write for all of the magazines. I wrote for the three top magazines in the U.S. I wrote for a terrific magazine in Italy. The column that I had here in the U.S., I sold to an Italian magazine, Il Pugilato, and I ran that one for 5 years. And then I managed a wonderful guy, great athlete, a champion kickboxer by the name of Benny the Jet Yerkitas, with a ring record of 57-0 and 49 knockouts. And we traveled the globe. And I met a lot of people all over the world because of Benny Yerkitas. But we had a good time. I managed him for 10 years. So that is, in a nutshell, my background.
I love it. I love it. What's next for you, Stuart?
Well, finding the right publisher and getting the book out. The book is a very tight, quick read, 100,000 word manuscript. And I say quick read because I used to work for an advertising agency, and I learned that every word had to sell. And I did that when I had my own publishing company. Every word has to sell. So in this manuscript, every word sells, and it makes for a very quick
read. I'm going to remember that forever. Every word needs to sell. I love that. I love that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Where do we find more about you, and where do we find your stories?
Just go to queenbeeandbugsy.com.
I love it. Please share our show with everyone. We are The Brighter Side of Life, The Kim Pagano Show. Download our podcast and share your story with everyone. And again, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. Best of luck. Get this one out there.
Thank you so much, Kim. I enjoyed it.
You got it. All right. Thank you so much, Stuart. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And, of course, we come back. We're going to be talking with Cindy. And we are going to be talking about financial literacy and unlocking the hidden forces of your financial future. And that is her book. Again, if you are just tuning in, please sign up for our newsletter. And we got so many other things going on. Please call in and leave us your name, your number, and your email. And also download my podcast so that you hear us every day. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. Be right back.
Is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine
Unlock your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's C-H-I-R-O-N EnergyMedicine.com.
Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise, helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com.
Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceiling so you can play a bigger game in business and life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduces you to the parts of yourself that you haven't yet met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule a complimentary discovery session today at BarbaraDoust.thinkingintoresults.com. That's Barbara Doust, Doust spelled D-A-O-U-S-T dot thinkingintoresults.com. Once again, that's Barbara Doust dot thinkingintoresults.com.
Kim Pagano would like to invite you to stop by Missy's Cupcake and Donut Creations to enjoy the sweeter things in life. Located right here in Ventura at 2950 Johnson Drive, Missy has found her sweet spot, which includes donuts, cupcakes, cookies, brownies, and custom cake creations for every special occasion, including vegan dessert options. For your convenience, Missy also offers delivery and pickup. So you can start your day the sweeter way by calling Missy's Cupcake Creations today at 805-382-4852. That's 805-382-4852. Or stop by today to choose from Missy's scrumptious selection. The Cancer Support Community helps you and your loved ones through your cancer journey with professionally led support groups, educational workshops, individual counseling, and mind and body classes. Support is provided at no cost to participants. Contact cancersupportvvsb.org. That's cancersupportvvsb.org or call 805-379-4777.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for being here. And, of course, joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, now we're going to talk about your money and really unlocking the hidden forces of your financial future. And, of course, we've got Cindy Goomden. And I hope I said that right. Cindy, are you there?
I am. You said it perfectly, Kim. Thank you for having me.
I love it. Okay, great. And you are the founder of Synergy Financial. You're also a certified financial planner, practitioner with 35 years of experience in the financial industry. And you hold numerous security licenses, including, is it FINRA series? 63, yep. 6, 65, 7. I mean, you go on and on. So I love that. And of course, you also do California insurance license. So I love that. I know a lot of people in this industry, and the more feathers you have in your cap, right, it just makes you you really understand it. So I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. Tell us a little bit about yourself and, of course, about financial literacy. I love that. That's the name of your book, right?
Yes.
Actually redefining it.
Yes. I think Americans today have a big dilemma on their hands because I think we're living through a major retirement crisis in America today.
And you know, my husband and I were just talking about that, and I thought, here we have done all of our, you know, I mean, everybody that has put away, invested in properties, they want to, you know, they're trying to give it to their children, and now all of a sudden there's a big flip. It's like, wait a minute, these poor kids are going to pay tons of taxes, everything's changed, and it's like, where do we go? What do we do? So I'm so excited to be able to talk with you.
Yes, because, you know, the Social Security system is, you know, unfortunately having major problems and may go insolvent in 2034, which is just around the corner. So Congress needs to step up and fix that problem. And it's not based on fear, I'm hearing that. It's based on facts, because if something happens that we do go insolvent, everyone will keep getting Social Security, okay? It's just going to be reduced 18%. But people need to prepare for that of what yet is to come. And of course, the average, there's only 3% of Americans who get pensions today. So, folks, it's really up to your knowledge and your expertise to get you financially secure for your retirement. And that's why there's a problem. You can't rely on Social Security, your employer for a pension plan. You got to rely on yourself, your resources, your discipline when it comes to accumulating wealth and living comfortably in retirement. So I think today, more than ever, financial literacy is not only important, it's a social imperative that all people get engaged and start getting knowledgeable about something they're going to be totally responsible for in the future, and that's their retirement.
100%. I back you on this. I love it. And so let's talk about what's happening. Any new bills and where the budget is going to, you know, come from to pay for it all. What about that?
Well, the thing is there's, in respect to financial literacy, our school systems have not done a great job. People feel insecure. They feel overwhelmed. They feel apathetic. They feel like they've lost hope because most people don't know about money. I mean, right now, 89% of women fail a basic retirement literacy test and 72% of men do. There's a huge problem in our country of being able to be financially fit to make good decisions. The financial service sector, which I've been a part of for 35 years, lived through many bull and bear markets, have not done a good job educating. So the reason I wrote Redefining Financial Literacy is for twofold. Number one, there's tons of books out there by Susie Orman, David Ramsey on things you can control, like how much you save, how much debt you accumulate, your budget, and your emergency fund. But there is not a book in America today on forces you can't control, which I call that hidden from our consciousness, which is political and economic risk that has caused investors to feel insecure and uncertain about their future. Because the 60-40 model, the stock and bond model that most people rely on, I believe, is no longer sustainable in retirement, and that investors need to look at other asset classes to complement the 60-40 model that's been sold to you by advisors throughout the country.
100%. I agree. I totally agree. First of all, I want to ask you, where are you located?
I'm located in Tustin, California, between San Diego and Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. So you're local. I say local.
Mm-hmm.
You're not
no,
in
local.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. So what should we be doing? I mean, you have all this knowledge. What should, give us some of the tips. What should our listeners be concentrating on at this point? I mean, we're all out of sorts.
So first thing, it's called action steps. Pick up the phone and call a person who has knowledge, first of all, who has experience. I mean, you're not going to get experience getting your Series 7 from FINRA in 12 months, okay? you're going to have to be in the business a long time. And number two, somebody that has a credential. I'm a CFP. That's not a cute and friendly person. That's a certified financial planner. And only 20% of advisors today are certified. So pick up the phone, take some action steps, take a risk. Take a risk and learn. At Synergy Financial, and my last name is hard, as you can tell from introducing me, I titled the name of my company that resembles my name, Cindy Synergy, C-I-N-E-R-G-Y. If you go to my website, I've been on the radio in Los Angeles for 12 months. I have every radio program on my website. That's one thing you can engage in. Number two, videos. If you don't want to listen to my 30-minute show and you want to go with 8 minutes, I have 11 8-minute videos. If you're not one that likes videos and you like to read, well, I have Redefining Financial Literacy out there, and I have Feminine Courage coming next March for women. So I understand people learn differently. Some people like to read. Some people like videos. Some people like listening. It's taking that 5 to 10 minutes a day and getting engaged, starting to learn enough so you can ask questions to someone like myself, who's a certified financial planner. I'm not expecting people listening to become experts, but I do think the investor needs to be a little accountable to learning enough to be able to ask questions and share their concerns and their fears in a world that's polarized today.
Cindy, you know what? I have to agree with you because I never really understood the saying, what you don't know, you don't know, but what you don't know, you don't know. And yeah. So if you don't even have the knowledge to ask the question, then you're not going to find it out. Nobody's going to tell you. And then you're going to be up against going, you know, and I came from a world of fake it till you make it or walk as if. But even then, if you're not educating yourself every single day and, you know, you're waiting for other people to either take you along with them or followers, you're not going to get what you need.
Absolutely. People, not only does the planner need to be accountable, so does the client. I mean, when the client meets me, I make them fill out that 20 minutes of documentation. I ask them to listen to 5 videos, 1 a day, 8 minutes, so that's not intimidating. So, you know, they're getting educated, and I'm not just spoon-feeding them because people need to step up and not be scared and not be ashamed that we didn't learn this in high school. I mean, I learned science and math and English, but I never had a class on finance, okay? That's okay, folks. You're not supposed to know this. But you can take action steps because when you feel these emotions, which are very apathetic, how do you empower those negative emotions? By taking action steps, learning, asking questions, and then realizing that you're not really that bad off financially. Most people have it together, but they just need to be reinforced. They need to be affirmed. They need an action plan, and they need to know that they're on their way of reaching their goals. And that's when you get empowerment, because people like to throw this empowerment word around. Empowerment is using facts, not fear, research and knowledge to empower you. My daughter just graduated from the community college. She's going to Berkeley. And do you know what was on her honors medal? She took a picture, and I was on vacation in Kabul last week. She goes, Mom, these words are ringing in my ear. And I said, what does it say on your medal? Knowledge is power.
Oh, I love that. And I really believe that because when you have, like, you get scared about something, investigate it and figure out how to walk through it. If you put your head under the covers, it's still going to be there when
you lift your covers.
But I love that.
Oh, that's a great analogy, Kim. That's how the public feels about money today. They have the cover over their head and they're peeking out of the cover wondering who they can trust, or you have the Gen Xers, I always call, they're overconfident, the do-it-yourselfers. You saw all those licenses. It took me 15 years. Some of these Gen Xers walk in my office and they really feel a little overconfident. And the problem is the 60-40 model, the stock and bond model that they're using, is no longer sustainable in my professional opinion based on my research. And you must pick up my book if you want to know why. And I always tell myself, don't even read my book. Download the audio. It's 5 hours. In 5 hours, you'll be smarter than your neighbors, your friends, and most likely your financial planner. Download it when you're walking. Walk an hour a day, download the book, and you will be amazed at what questions you will have for your financial advisor.
Oh, I love it. Will you send me a copy of your audio? I walk every day, 45 minutes. I will be like right there and be able to.
Can you believe it?
No,
I love
that.
You know when you walk 4 miles, it takes an hour? So you take 4 days next week, you download 1 hour, and you're through a book that's 250 pages with 500 pieces of research. And you will be so smart. And
yeah,
it's for, what is the download cost? $18? Talk about empowerment. You're going to walk into your financial planner's office, and you're going to be an expert. I mean, they're going to say,
there you go.
What did you
And you know what, Cindy, really, that's what my show is all about. It's about the brighter side of life. Okay, I have school on air. That's what I do. I bring people on. And I'm not an incredible reader. I don't love to read, but I have, if you would look in my studio, I have a zillion books. And so I bring amazing guests like you and teach me what I need to do. And then I listen to their podcast or I listen to what their books are on tape. And so there's a lot of ways to success. And that's what it's all about.
Absolutely, Kim. That's what it's about. And I am here. My passion, you know, I've been in the business a long time, definitely want new clients, but my passion is to get the information decimated to the public that there are more strategies than just stocks and bonds. There is real estate, there is cryptocurrency, there is gold and silver, there's venture capital, there's structured notes, there's REITs, there's private credit, things that the richest people in America have had access to. Outperforming the market, such as the Yale Endowment, with less risk. And isn't that what everybody wants today? They want dynamic diversification. They want less risk, and they want income in a society that you go to your bank and there's no income. You go to the bond market, you have very little income. There is strategies in that book that will empower you and help you sustain yourself so you can leave a legacy for your children, which you love dearly, and build your retirement, and you don't have to live in fear.
I love that. You just nailed it. So let me ask you a really quick question because we're coming to the end of our show, and we have like a minute left, okay?
Okay.
You have all this real estate, and of course now things have really changed after, I want to say, Proposition 19, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
And Biden's new laws with 1031s. I mean, there's a lot of changes coming.
Exactly. So do you sell all your properties? You know what I mean?
That's a good question. You know, the most you can do a 1031 under a Biden's initiative is over $500,000. So I was just talking to a client. He owns three Carl's Juniors. And we're actually talking about creating some liquidity and selling because the kids may lose the step up and lose the opportunity to do a 1031. So those are questions that I work directly with clients who own real estate and give them their options and bring in their CPA and do what's best because it's time to take action with your real estate now that Biden has these initiatives that are coming down the pipeline pretty quick.
Right. Yeah, I everything's changed. I love it. Cindy, I am so excited that you were on our show. And of course, how do my listeners find out more about you?
They can call our 800 number, 1-888-210-8777, or they can go to my website, Synergy and Cindy Go Together. You hear I have a lot of energy, right? Synergyfinancial.com, C-I-N-E-R-G-Y, Synergy spelled with a C, financial.com. You'll have access to my book. You'll have access to our phone number, our email. I give out 5 free videos, changing your mindset. It's all there for you to have.
I love it. Cindy, please share our show with everyone. And of course, download my podcast, The Kim Pagano Show. And I'd love to connect with you. And will you send me your audio?
I will. If you just send me your information, I'll get it out to you for free.
You got it. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for being a guest here on The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We are at the end of our show. And good stuff. Like great, great guests. If you are somebody that wants to share your story here on the Kim Pagano Show, or you have a business that you want to share here on the Kim Pagano Show, please reach out to me. My phone number is 805-419-0008, or you can email me at kim@kpshow.org. And of course, I always end my shows with a moment of happiness. And for today, one, I want to wish all those fathers happy Father's Day, and I want to wish my own dad. I'm so grateful and blessed that he is still here with me. And of course, for our moment of happiness, today only happens once. Make it amazing. You are amazing. And I thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Let's talk next week. Shake.